It's the end of an era. No one is chewing gum anymore.
Really?
Yeah, this made me laugh because I have never been a fan of chewing gum. Like every once in a while, if somebody hands it to me, I'll do it. But I always have mints. Mm. I feel like mints are the new thing now.
Yeah, you know what? You are either a mint person or a gum person. My wife is a Tic Tac person, and I am a gum person.
So gum sales dropped by nearly a third in the U.S. during the pandemic, which makes sense because you didn't have to have fresh breath when you were sitting at home with your family for days and days on end.
I guess you weren't able to get into a store to buy it anyways.
But now gum sales are still down by a lot. And it like all these gum companies are basically like, wait a minute, is everybody stopping chewing gum? Is that a thing of the past now?
You know who they should talk to? Tom Cruise.
Oh,
yes.
Why?
Because he saved movies by coming out with Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
He should come out with the Top Gun Maverick of bubblegum.
But that's the thing, though. This is why I never liked gum. It hurts my teeth. You ever chew gum and then like your gums hurt and you're like, why did I do that? Or you chew it for a little bit and then it loses its taste and then your breath is stank anyway. That's why you want a mint.
Were you chomping too hard?
I don't know.
Were you using like a Bubblicious? I mean, some gums are thicker than others, so it takes a little bit more cranking with the jaw. I like a Trident whitening. Nice. A little spearmint taste. Not too big. Bigger than a Chiclet. Lasts longer. That's pretty good for me.
That sounds like an old person thing because according to the study, gum is out. It's out. What else is out? I was thinking about it. I'm like, what has America gotten over and we've moved on from?
Well, specifically in the last 4 or 5 years, gardening below the age of 60. I feel like everybody picked it up during the pandemic. They were like, oh, I'm going to make my own tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow my own zucchini or my own cucumber here. Guess what? They're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm.
How about smoking cigarettes? I feel like it's so rare to see somebody smoking a cigarette. To me, it's almost to the point where it's jarring. I mean, I see a lot of people that vape, and that's terrible too, but I mean, somebody to pull out a pack of cigarettes, to me, I always do like a double take.
If they do it next to the door of a building, that's very eye-opening.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
Mm-hmm. Landlines. Nobody has a landline anymore.
My friend is switching over right now to my cable company, right? Because I'm the guy now. I'll tell you all about how great my cable is now, and then I'll get it for you for a half price. It's like the Amway of cable around my neighborhood. I'm mm-hmm. selling people cable left and right. But my buddy, he's getting it, and his dad insists on a landline. And I'm like, you understand that they still don't know where the house is. He goes, yeah, my dad just can't pick up a cell phone. It's not loud enough for him or whatever. This is how he gets all his phone calls. I'm like, how many phone calls is he getting on that thing?
Right. And I think like it's last time they checked, it was like less than 20% of people in the country still have a landline. I just got rid of mine last year.
See, they need to make it so they just stop offering it.
Well, they're going to. They did. I think 2025 is the last year that they're doing it.
That's it.
Yeah. Faxing. Nobody faxes anymore. It's an end of an era.
I mean, I feel like that one's been dead for a while. Once upon a time, there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark.
Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. Are you ready for total darkness? Well, I mean, of course, it's depending on where you live. And April 8th may be a very, very crazy day for a lot of people across the country. Raven, the total solar eclipse is coming.
Mm. You know, I love space. I'm fascinated by this. It's even got my wife talking this time. Here's the thing, Anna. I don't know where to sit. Where do I go? How do I see it? Can I look at it? I really don't know.
Well, Rochester, New York is the largest city that's in the path of this.
Okay.
And joining us, it's Hillary Olson. She's the president and CEO of the Rochester Museum and Science Center. And Deborah Ross, she's a chair at the Rochester Eclipse Task Force, which sounds really scary.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just people walking around with clipboards figuring out how to do this thing.
I guess imagine everyone screaming, the total eclipse is coming. Is that what it's like in your home?
It sort of is, right? We've been preparing for this for 7 years since the last major eclipse in the U.S. because we knew it was coming here, and we knew that by preparing well in advance, we'd be able to prepare a whole weekend of activities, even more than those glorious 3 minutes and 38 seconds of darkness.
All right, so Hillary, people that don't understand, like, what is a solar eclipse?
A solar eclipse is when the moon comes in between the Earth and the sun, and it blocks out our view of the sun.
So what do you have planned for that 3.5 minutes there? Is that when it's going to like rage like nobody else's business? Are you going to pick somebody's pocket? Will somebody get married? Like what are we going to do during that time?
And most importantly, do we have to wear those glasses again?
Right.
So you only wear the glasses during the partial phases of the eclipse. The entire country will experience a partial phase. And so everybody should get prepared with their glasses because you'll see the moon partially covering the sun. During that, though, everybody has a different experience. So it's different for me, the person standing next to me, but no matter what, you will be bonded to that person forever. So you want to make sure you experience it with people you love.
That's so much pressure.
People are going to be making out, right? Like, this is the craziest New Year's Eve of my life. I got to figure out what we're going to do here. What are we going to be listening to? What will I wear?
We've heard tales of people getting married during an eclipse or planning on getting married during an eclipse. In Rochester, we have breweries that have brewed eclipse beer. We have wineries that have created eclipse wines. We have restaurants that are creating eclipse menus. Everybody is in on it, and everybody is excited to host all the groups that are coming to visit us.
If you're not in the line, all you're going to see is a little bit of darkness or not any darkness for the rest of the people in the world. Like, are we just, you know.
The losers that can't make it to Rochester.
Right. We're just out of luck.
Losers.
You are, kind of. In terms of darkness, you are.
If you can get those eclipse glasses, then you will be able to see that partial eclipse. You can look directly at the sun using those glasses. So everybody in the continental United States is getting an eclipse. It's not nearly as cool as being in that path.
Good news, Anna. I just found an aluminum foil suit. Mm-hmm. I can get it online for $208.
I just bought all of us the glasses on Amazon because I know they're going to spike up as we get closer to April 8th. There were $6.99 for 10.
Look out, Rochester. Here I come.
All right. Yeah. So if people want to make the pilgrimage to Rochester, what suggestions do you have?
The first thing to do is to visit the website, visitrochester.com. That's going to let you plan your itinerary for the entire weekend. There are art exhibits and concerts. The night before the concert, we have a huge Rochester Philharmonic world premiere of an eclipse week. There is a baseball game that you can go to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday where our Rochester Red Wings are going to become the Moon Rocks. And then on Monday, you get to choose from many dozens of places to be in the past, depending on your interest and the interest of the people with you.
I wonder if Travis and Taylor are going to be there.
Definitely.
This is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time today, and we're excited to see what happens as long as we're wearing our protective eyewear.
This suit looks good.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. Go ahead. Vent. Get it off your chest. Here we go. Melissa, that's all I need to know about you.
If your relationship ends and the guy demands his Christmas and his birthday gifts back, that's all I need to know about him.
Yeah, are you supposed to give it back? I mean, if you've been dating for 6 months or less, do you give back a gift? I think that's a good question.
I'm not asking for anything back. There's nothing that I'm asking for back from them.
Yeah. That seems like a teenager thing, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? If you gave it to me yesterday and I like it today, I'm keeping it. You got whatever I gave you. Mm-hmm. I got whatever you gave me. That's it. That whole thing about, exchanging this, that, whatever, too. If I left it behind and I haven't been there for a week, mail it. or put it in the trash.
Just get rid of it. Sam, that's all I need to know about you.
If you buy an animal, a pet, rescue a pet, and then try to return it because it was more responsibility than you expected, you know what? That's all I need to know about you.
I agree with that.
If you're going to neglect that animal, though, bring it back.
I know, but you ever see especially actually now that we're getting into Easter season, that's a big thing where they have to like tell people stop adopting
bunnies.
Rabbits, right? If you don't know anything about bunnies, don't adopt a bunny because so many people do it. And then afterwards, they don't realize what goes into taking care of that.
Right.
It's like hermit crab. Remember we adopted a hermit crab? I had no idea how much it was going to involve.
How long he was going to live.
Right. I remember there was so many things and I had to buy it in an aquarium and all and people were judging me online. He died.
Oh.
He died. We don't even know when. We think he just stopped coming out of his shell. We did everything. And now we're never going to own a hermit crab ever again.
You don't even know when.
We don't even know when. I would at night, I would stick my head in because they would only come out at night when it was dark. And I would hear his little,
scurrying around.
Yeah, exactly. And I would know he was okay. And then all of a sudden just stopped. And I don't know when it stopped.
The telltale heart of hermit crab.
Oh. We had to get it a bigger shell. I mean, when you get a pet, you got to know what goes into it. Gary, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, if you constantly share everything that you're doing on social media, that is all I need to know about you. I mean, I don't need a minute-by-minute update from you all day, every day. Things you eat and where you go and, I got all I need.
We have two things going on right now in my Nextdoor neighborhood app.
Because,
I don't do the rest of it. Basically, so this is my way of being clued in on what's happening in the world. I don't know why it is that I get notifications from these ones, but I do. And there are two people that are crusaders on there that I see every day. Number one, it's this retired cop from across town. And I only know him because he was a real nasty cop when he was a cop in town. But now apparently he is the trash bag crusader.
Yeah.
The town is charging for a certain type of trash bag. Mm-hmm. And if you don't use that trash bag, they want you to pick it up. I wouldn't know. I have a different trash service. But apparently it is the thing. It is the hill that people are living and dying on right now. And the other one is this lady, Erin, who I don't know what she did, whether she drank a little bit of that Wesley Snipes juice, but she doesn't think that you have to pay taxes. So she's posting about how she's being double taxed on Social Security or something, and that we shouldn't have to pay tax. And I don't know. It's crazy.
What is a Wesley Snipes juice?
Wesley Snipes went to jail because he was like, I'm not paying taxes.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, no, you can't do that, IRS. I don't recognize your ability to tax me.
Those are just straight crazy people on the Nextdoor app.
Yes.
But the people on social media, it's weird when you think they're normal. And then you start watching their stories and you're like, oh, no, you're not normal. I was wrong this whole time.
They always think they're normal, by the way.
Of
crazy people think they're normal.
Of course.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And this just started trending earlier. If you struggle to do this one exercise, it may mean you're at a higher risk for serious health problems. And the minute I saw it, I felt like I needed to stretch and I got really nervous.
Okay, what is it?
All right, so the exercise is called sit to stand. Mm-hmm. And it's basically that. It requires you to stand up and sit down without using your hands or arms.
Mm-hmm. From the floor, from a seated position on the floor, like cross-legged?
Yeah,
or...
so here's how it works.
Oh, boy. I can't roll over?
No. So here's all the stipulations and how it works.
Yeah.
Technically, this is really for people between the ages of 51 and 80. And Raven, you're younger than that.
Yes.
So you should have no issues whatsoever.
I mean, I got a couple, you know, herniated discs.
Here we go.
And I've got a creak in my neck.
Yes.
And there's been a problem with my mattress lately.
Well, I have a bad news.
That I'm very uncomfortable with about this. What?
If you get a score that's lower than 8, you're 7 times more likely to die in the next 6 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
How do you score this?
All right.
You're not a professional scorer.
Oh, I am, actually. Funny you should bring that up.
Okay. What exactly am I supposed to do here?
You're going to start with a score of 10.
Okay.
Now, you're going to start standing up,
mm-hmm.
and then all you need to do is to sit down cross-legged on the floor.
Cross-legged? I have a repaired knee.
I mean, if you start... Do you want to die? Do you want to die?
All right, fine. Keep going. And then what?
And then you have to stand back up.
All right.
But here's the thing. Each time that you go to stand back up, if you use your arms... or you use the size of your legs to get back up,
yeah.
I have to take away a point.
How many times again am I supposed to do this?
You have to stand up.
Uh-huh.
You have to sit down cross-legged.
Yeah.
And then you have to stand back up. You can't roll over
so
on
just
your
one
side.
Time, though.
One time.
Okay.
With a score of below 8, then you are 7 times more likely to die in the next 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Years.
All right.
So don't do it. So Raven is going to get up right now.
Yep.
We're going to be filming this. We'll put this up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven.
I want to pump myself up a little something here first.
Here
I need a little music or something like that to get myself fired up here to do this. Okay?
Here we go. Okay. This is it.
That's right.
So you can survive. All right.
I also don't want to drop my water over here.
All right. So Raven is... Take off your headphones, Raven.
No.
Okay.
I need the music.
All right. You're using your hand. What are you doing?
Oh, to get down. Okay, now to tell me what I have to do again.
You have to sit down cross-legged without using your hands. Sit down cross-legged without using your hands.
All right.
All right. He's fallen over.
No,
okay. But he's sitting cross-legged. All right, now you have to stand back up. Don't use the side of your legs or your arms.
Side of my legs and my arms.
Don't use, just get up. Just get up. Don't use your arm. He can't do it.
No.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
All right. He's trying. He's trying to figure out how to not use the side of his legs. He's cross-legged again. He's cross-legged again. His hands are up in the air. He wants to do the Y. It's like he's doing the YMCA. Now he's rocking. He's rocking back and forth.
Oh.
You did it. Yes.
I'm gonna live.
He's going to live.
I'm going to live.
At least six more years.
That feels like a lot, actually.
Oh.
That feels a little ambitious. Maybe not all.
He's sweating. He can't breathe. You cannot breathe?
That is a challenge of physics.
Yeah.
You know, getting... I hope I make it.
Me too. That wasn't a resounding positive feeling.
Clock starts now.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
The definitive 5 top wedding appetizers that you eat during cocktail hour, presented by... Raven?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I've been to over 1,000 weddings in my lifetime as a DJ, as a guest, and so forth. And you know what I've done at every one of those weddings, Anna?
I'm going to guess eat.
That's right.
Yep.
Shove stuff in my mouth. I have observed all sorts of different hors d'oeuvres, different carving stations, everything. I can tell you definitively what are the items that you must have on your list. Now, you know, cost, you know, location, all those things are always a factor, Anna. But if you feed the people, if you give them libations and so forth, they will have a great time.
I see. I see. I always thought this was interesting because cocktail hour is my favorite hour because not only does it have cocktails, as the name suggests,
of course,
but it has small foods that I can continuously put into my mouth bite by bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm curious as to what you think are the top five and how they would match up with what I think in my head.
Well, here's the thing. I just happened to be in a wedding party just a couple weeks ago. So not only did I have, you know, the access to the foods, but I had them bringing me tray after tray. And there was one actually waiting in the groom's suite and the bridal suite where it just had all the different foods laid out. So it made it very easy.
Don't make us wait any longer, Raven.
All right,
give us the top five.
Top five. Number five.
Yes.
Top wedding hors d'oeuvres. Mini quiches. Mini quiches number five.
All right. Here's a question about the mini quiches.
I wasn't prepared for questions, but okay.
The bacon one or the spinach one, or do you want both?
Here's the thing with the mini quiches. They're all fine.
Yeah.
All right. They're all going to be relatively safe. Even if they're not done well, it's consistent. It's not going to mess with your stomach. It makes it totally fine when you're washing down with, you know, Tito's and Sprites. So you're going to be fine. Mini quiche, number five on the list, if you will.
Fair.
Number four, top wedding hors d'oeuvres. These can be blown, but the stuffed mushrooms.
Oh, gosh. No, when the mushrooms are cold, they don't make my list. The mushrooms get cold and then they're nasty.
I'll offer you up an olive branch here that I tied them actually with mini tacos or empanadas.
Oh, the empanadas I like.
They are good as long as they're not oily. Number three, yes. Top hors d'oeuvres, wedding hors d'oeuvres. The chicken satay. And I know that, you know, for some people, they've got to be aware of allergies and so forth. I know that you've got, you know, nut issues going on in your household now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But, you know, the chicken satay, if you can do it, if you didn't have to kiss your daughter the next week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my daughter has a peanut allergy. Question about the chicken satay.
Yeah.
I always stay away from it because I'm afraid I'm going to have wood in my mouth after I take it off that wood skewer.
No, you just got one shot. Like there. It's a risk that you take.
Yeah.
You know, it's a risk that you take. Number two on the list.
Yes.
It's an old favorite, but you can't go wrong with shrimp cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Shrimp cocktail. Now, you've got to smell the shrimp, of course, but if the shrimp smells okay, the temperature is right, and you get one or two in your mouth and it seems all right, you are golden. You can eat shrimp cocktail all night long.
When you first see the shrimp cocktail display when you walk into a cocktail hour, you're like, all right, all right, all right.
Right, somebody spent the bucks.
Yeah, but then,
all right, here we go.
At the end of the night, when you're walking out 5 hours later and you still walk by it, you're like, oh, no.
No, I hope they don't bring that back out tomorrow.
All right, give us number one.
And, of course, the number one wedding hors d'oeuvre. Everybody must know this one, I feel like. Of course, it's bacon-wrapped scallops.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I must have had 30 of those at the wedding the other day. And I got to tell you, I don't even think they were cooked. The bacon was almost raw. And I ate well on my way to 3 dozen.
And you survived it.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
I feel great.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Today could start the end of TikTok in America. The House is scheduled to vote on a bill that could ban TikTok. Here's the news.
TikTokers taking to their cell phones to literally call on Congress to shoot down a bill that could effectively ban the wildly popular app. Pop-ups on the app urging users to speak up now and warning if passed, the proposed bill would destroy the livelihoods of countless creators.
Uh-huh. Really interesting.
Well, I mean, it's just like any other subject, right, where you've got people on both sides of the position that they're going to lobby for the interests that make sense to them.
Well, the funny
crying part, for the creators. I mean, listen.
It's the only angle they have. It really is that this is how they make their money. But, you know, it's funny. We always talk about how the Democrats and Republicans always go head to head, but it continues.
But Democrats and Republicans are on the same page. In a 50-0 vote, advancing a bill on Wednesday that would force Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok within 6 months, citing national security concerns.
China is at war with us.
I mean, if you look at all the different factors that are going on out here, I mean, I don't want to sound like a doomsday person, but if you look at all the different factors in the information that's out there, and that's really all you can do is look at the data, you have to kind of say some of this may be true. Well, they're angling.
We don't ever agree on anything.
Right.
And the fact that both sides agree on this is a massive thing.
China is kind of angling for different advantages in this country, and that has to be a concern. But beyond that, paramount to that, is the damage that it's doing to all of us and that it's going to do in the future.
Here's what I have to say about TikTok, and it goes along with a lot of social media. And there's people that fight, and they say that, well, you know, if we take the power away from TikTok, we're just giving more power to Meta, and is Meta a better person?
And there'll be another platform. Right, right.
So I don't know. But I've never been a fan of TikTok. And I know that makes me sound terrible. And I've always gravitated toward Instagram. That's kind of where I belong. But one time I posted a video that went super viral on TikTok. And within hours, I had people messaging me and they knew my address. They knew where I lived. Mm-hmm. They knew everything about me within hours. And I know that everybody has the capability to do that.
Right.
But if the guy living six streets down can figure out where I live, imagine what China can do with your information.
Well, that's really the thing, is that, and why are they gathering all of it and quantifying it? And what exactly are you going to do with
now,
it?
Now, of course, they say this is all fake. Well, like, they're not doing that.
Right. It's not malicious.
No,
yeah.
Right.
Even though it could do these things, we would never do that. Right.
But also going hand in hand with the Democrats and the Republicans being on the same page about the TikTok ban, Biden and Trump have both secured their party nominations, and the polls are saying nobody is excited for this rematch. Once again, everybody has decided, yep, we're all on the same page. We don't like it. But there's another option, and it's kind of wild because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running as an independent. But to get on some tickets, like in some states, he has to announce a running mate. And this is the surprising info that dropped yesterday.
Aaron Rodgers for vice president.
The campaign for independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. confirms to WISN 12 News he is considering the former Packers quarterback as well as former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura as running mates, quote, along with others on a short list.
I don't think he chooses either of them, but imagine you're a Jets fan right now. You're like, what? No.
What's next?
Right at this point.
I mean, honestly, Aaron Rodgers is a pretty polarizing figure, right? Yeah. As all these other individuals that have been mentioned have been. I mean, listen, I loved Predator, but Jesse Ventura, I don't think there's much room for that coming back on a national stage at this point.
It's so funny. Like, when we do things, we make it as wacky as possible.
It's crazy.
Like, we don't
it's
just
getting
say,
wild.
Like, let's find like two normal, you know, good politicians to go. No. Right. Let's bring in Aaron Rodgers and that other guy, the wrestler guy. Let's bring those two guys.
Jesse Ventura, right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see where that pans out in the next couple days.
We'll see what happens.
What did your child become old enough to do and it changed your life for the better? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Happy 15th birthday to my big girl, Hayden. It's so funny. Like, she's my older daughter, so I feel like she's the one that made me a mom. And every time she reaches a milestone, I feel like my life somehow gets a little bit better. The other day, we pulled into a gas station, and I pulled over, and I opened up the car door, and, you know, she's mindlessly scrolling on TikTok. And I looked over her. I go, hey, you're 15.
Yeah, you're 15 now.
And she, like, looked up at me. She's like, yeah. I go,
what does that mean, Ryan?
Go pump my gas. And she was like, Ma, I don't know how to pump gas. I go, get out of the car. I'm going to teach you how.
Wow.
And I taught her how to pump the gas. And she did such a good job. And I was so excited
she
about it.
She did a great job.
Oh,
huh?
She did such a good job.
She didn't pour the gas all over the gas station. You pulled away. It didn't explode or anything like that. Like Hollywood antics. Okay.
It was such a proud mom moment for me because, like, yeah. I'm sitting in the car and I'm watching her do it and, like, you know, you look at her in, like, the side mirror, and I'm like, that's my girl. She can pump gas. Now I never have to pump gas again.
You remembered her crawling.
Yeah. So, of course, I posted a picture on my Instagram story, and I immediately get a couple messages, and they say, hey, Anna, in this state, you have to be 16 to pump gas. I go, oh.
I was actually going to say.
I was unaware of that.
I was going to ask that. Thankfully true. Oh, my gosh.
And
all
I was,
right.
I was like, listen. You don't tell, I'm not going to tell. Right.
She's tall, right? We could just say that she's 16, right?
No one's going to question it. She's pretty mature for a 15-year-old.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it's those little things sometimes that you just, they trigger a moment in you and you go, look at how grown up they are, right?
I was like, I'm never going to pump gas again.
Never.
Yeah. Luke, what was your child become old enough to do and now your life is so much better?
When they learned how to load and run the dishwasher.
But do they do it?
Oh, yeah, they do it. At first, it was great because at first it was almost like this big machine that they got to play with, and now they do it, and I can't remember the last time I washed my own dish.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's awesome. We're always doing dishes, I feel like, in my house. Constantly.
Yes, and my husband does a lot of dishes. And now that my daughter, the 15-year-old, is old enough and she helps out, it's a big thing when they can help with that.
It's all the time.
On our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, Carrie wrote, "My daughter is almost 14 years old and she's been doing her own laundry since she was 9.
Mm.
What?
That's a good one.
And then she wrote, "Now if I can only get my husband to do his own."
Yeah.
Good luck, Carrie.
You know what? I tell you, it was a breakthrough moment for me when my kid learned to register and insure his own vehicles, or at least deal with the insurance company and the DMV on his own. You remember, like, my son, 1 year, he traded 17 cars.
I don't even understand how that's a thing.
17 cars.
How do you do
in
that?
In 1 year. I mean, it got to the point where I would call my insurance agent, and they knew exactly who I was calling up, and they would go through a process that typically took 20 minutes. They could do it in 2 minutes at that point.
But, like, why? Why did he have so many cars?
He was just very impulsive. And now he's a grown-up, and he can do whatever he wants. So, he has, like, 6 vehicles now.
That's crazy.
But they're all his, and they're all paid for, so that's on him.
Happy 15th birthday to my older daughter, Hayden. It was such an exciting day the other day because we pulled up to the gas station. I said, "I'm going to teach you how to pump gas. You're 15 now." She looked at me like I'd grown a second head, but then she did it. And I was like, now I never have to pump gas again. And this is the greatest moment of my life.
Hey, you know what? I can remember when I was younger that my parents would always have us wash the cars. You know, we would wash the cars. I don't know how good of a job we did, but, you know, we would still do it.
What did your child become old enough to do and it changed your life for the better? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Vicky wrote on our Facebook page, "Drive." That's a big one.
Sure.
Oh, the day where I'm not just running around driving her from one activity to the other, that's going to be a good thing next year.
I remember at about 13 or 14, one of my friend's moms allowed him to go out and he would move the cars in the driveway, start them up in the morning.
Yeah.
That was a big thing, especially when the weather wasn't good.
Melissa wrote, "Work. Now he could spend his own money." That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Bianca.
Okay, so we have 2 dogs, and when Emily became old enough to open the back door, take the dogs out to go for their business in the morning, it changed my life because then I knew that I could continue getting ready for the morning and getting the other kids ready, etc. So she's a real help.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, she feels like a big girl. I mean, it's fenced in. She's not going far, but she feels like a big girl when she does it, too. So it's a win-win.
Dakota, my 5-year-old, now is tall enough to open the door, and she'll go let the dog out, but it makes me nervous because sometimes she just lets her out.
Right.
And like, you know, and then she'll close the door and go about her day.
Yeah, and she'll be like, "Oh, well, she'll come back when she's ready," or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm like, "Where's Lila?"
Yeah.
And she'd be like, "Outside." I'm like, "What? Like, how long has Lila been outside?"
And you live in the woods now. So, yeah. I mean, that door goes both ways.
Well, she's got the fence, so she can't go too far. But still, like, the electric fence. But, I mean,
but right. But bears, you know, roaming creatures.
Yeah, we had to have a talk about it. When you let Lila out, if Lila's at the door, it's okay. But you got to come tell mommy first. That was, like, a whole thing we had to go through last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if I asked her to do it, it would be a different story. She wouldn't do it. She has to do it on her own time when she feels
like it. Right, it's her own decision.
Yeah. Eric, how about you? What did your child become old enough to do and it changed your life?
Well, the first thing was potty trained. Not having to go take care of that out of the middle of my day, that was huge. But besides that, my son just started cutting the grass. And that was a huge deal for me because it opened up my Saturday like mornings a little bit more. I give him a little money, give him $5. He's like learning that whole thing. If you do work, you get some money for it and you have a responsibility. And it actually opened up my like an hour of my day. So it's great on the weekends.
You know, it's nice that they're learning the lessons and all that stuff. But let's be real. You're getting your lawn cut for $5.
That's great.
You are stealing. All right. And that is fantastic. You're winning, bro. I get it. I'm on your side.
You know, it was a big deal. You brought up like going to the bathroom, being potty trained. And certainly that is not having to go change the diaper. But when you're out at a restaurant, when they can go to the bathroom by themselves and you don't have to take them, that's another big deal.
Mm.
Because if for some reason, like, you know, the minute your dinner is served and you're one bite in, that's when they have to go potty and then you have to take them. And then you and your husband exchange the look over who's going to do it. You know, it's the worst. And when they can just get up and go to the bathroom on their own, I loved that. Oh, gosh, I can't wait for that to happen with my little one.
I don't know. Send your kid over to my house if he's cutting lawns for $5. Let's make this happen.
He'll be a busy boy, man.
Is there an item that changed your life for the better? like you got it, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, how did I even survive before it? 1-800-330-9999.
So I got myself a pickup truck in the last couple of years. It's actually my father's truck, and it just came to be in my possession over the last year or so. And over the last year, I have discovered the majesty, the magic, the truly zen-like moments where you go, I have a truck in a conversation, because it changes everything, Anna. I can take this truck to the dump now. I can have conversations with old guys. You got a dishwasher, we got to get out of there? No problem. Brush in the yard, whatever, it all goes in the truck, Anna. It's amazing.
Why do guys like their trucks so much?
I didn't know before, but turns out it's a thing. Now I know.
I was trying to think, like, what changed my life, and it certainly wasn't a pickup truck. You know what it was? And I don't want to sound nuts. It was the garlic press.
Oh.
I hate cutting and chopping garlic.
Yes.
I've never been a fan of it.
Truly an issue.
And then one day, I was at Bed Bath & Beyond before they went out of business, and I saw this thing.
The day before.
The day before. They shuttered their doors for the last time.
Right. And I walked in there, and I was like, I can't believe this store is not going to make it.
And there was this massive wall, this huge wall
of
all these little things that I'd never seen before. And as I was looking at them, I thought about how pointless. Oh, what do I need an apple core for? I own a knife. And then I saw this one thing called a garlic press, and I go, huh.
That's what that is.
And now, like, every time I make anything that involves garlic, I'm so excited to take it out because it's changed my life for the better. I never have to chop garlic, and it does it for me perfectly.
If somebody's helping you in the kitchen, do you tell them to get the garlic press and then laugh to yourself when they don't know what it is?
Oh, it's funny. You said in the kitchen. Who's cooking in the kitchen with me? No one. 1-800-330-9999. What item changed your life for the better?
I honestly cannot live without my AirPods. Like the noise canceling feature is amazing. I come home, my kids are screaming, my son is gaming, and I can just put on my AirPods and I'm like in another place.
That's kind of how I felt when I went to go try the Apple Vision Pro. Like, I tried it on and I knew that I was sitting in the middle of the Apple store.
Right.
But in that little world, I was in a beautiful forest by myself with no screaming children, with no work, with nothing. And I was zen and I was like, I can live here in this fake world.
You could be queen of that world, as a matter of fact. I mean, when you own it, it's your headset. You can be the ruler of that universe.
I mean, it started raining, and I was like, I could have it rain harder here, or I could have it stop raining. And I understand falling in love with technology. Now, granted, it wasn't enough to make me spend $3,500 on it, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I was like, I might be coming back to the Apple store just to escape reality every once in a while.
For a quick moment, though, you felt like a god.
Oh.
Wow.
And I feel like that's kind of like the AirPods.
I can make it rain, or I can make the sun rise.
Right. That's what the AirPods are like, but just a lesser form of it. You know?
Oh, my God.
It's a more mild feeling of it.
Oh, my God.
I understand. My husband, I never got into wearing the AirPods, but my husband loses his approximately once a week. And it is like a nightmare every single time until we find them.
Yeah.
The item that made your life so much better. You know, they always say, like, money can't buy you happiness. But sometimes it can buy you objects that make your life pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a pickup truck now. I can move things. I get rid of tree branches. I threw out a dishwasher the other day.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're so proud of yourself.
I just do whatever. I've got a pickup truck. I can do whatever I want.
What was the object that changed your life for the better? 1-800-330-9999. Tim.
Yeah, so this is for anyone that owns cats. Or cats own them. A litter genie, just so helpful in cleaning the litter box. You know, during COVID, we ran out of plastic bags and stuff. So a litter genie is just, you have to have one if you have cats.
I had the, what was the precursor for this one? Was it the litter mate where it had the tray? Not the round one. So you got the round one or you got the tray one?
The round one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like 2 weeks of litter at a time. So then when you finally get rid of it on garbage day, you're like, holy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's terrible that day.
That's
right.
A lot of crap.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Yeah. Get a litter genie. It's awesome.
Hey, you're right, man. And it's a step ahead than the litter mate. I'll tell you that. Because that had a tray removal. The way you had to pull it out, not good.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
it's basically like how they have the diaper genies for like diapers, but it's
exactly
for
diaper genies for cats.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect.
But it's awesome. If you have a cat, people with cats, Get them as a gift. It will definitely change your life.
It is a sound purchase.
Hey, Danielle, what's the one thing you bought that changed your life forever for the good?
I don't even know what it's called, but it literally is like a boot dryer. It's a metal rack. It sits on the floor. It's got these 8 arms that pop up. And all my kids, I just put their boots on it. I mean, because gloves, hats, et cetera, you can throw in the dryer so it's dry the next day. But for shoes, for boots, especially spring, they go out, they play with the dog, they get in the mud, they go through streams, and everything gets soaked.
Mm.
And it dries everything up overnight and makes my life so much easier because everything's dry. It's
smart.
Ready to go.
I saw one of these. I saw one of these. I considered getting one this past winter.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And it's organized, too, instead of them all over the basement floor. Now you just put them all in one place.
Yeah, and just think about how creepy it'll look when you walk into that room and it's all set up doing its thing. Yeah, no, great idea, right?
Thanks, Danielle. Hey, Chris, what's the item that changed your life?
My Ember mug. I love my Ember mug so I can have my hot coffee all morning long.
Ember mug.
It's a small little cheat. But it makes such a huge difference having the drink warmer. Having your drink warm throughout the morning, not having to go to the microwave. I mean, it sounds simple, but it's a real treat.
I might get one for the studio now that I'm looking online. I feel like my coffee by the end of the show is always so cold, and I want one too.
You know, we can't plug anything in here.
It's amazing. It's kind of expensive, but it's I got it as a gift, but it's changed my mornings.
Yeah. We can't plug anything in this studio.
They're battery powered.
The mug has a charger base.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the base anywhere, and then the mug, you can just take the mug with you, and it stays hot for about an hour. The mug has a battery in it.
Yep.
Now that's technology
we can use. You can
throw
it with your phone.
Right. Olivia, how about you? What's the object that changed your life?
This is going to sound silly, but my dentist was really pushing for me to get an electric toothbrush, and I did, and I, like, never have cavities anymore, so that was a win. $50.
I think that's a new thing, because all of a sudden, every dentist is saying you have to have an electric toothbrush, and you have to have the ones that tell you if you're putting too much pressure on your teeth. Mine is older, so it doesn't tell me that, but I have to get it, because apparently I'm too aggressive with my brushing.
Oh, so same.
Yeah.
I'm an aggressive brusher.
Me too.
But I always look at the water pick, like the thing I want to try. Never try it.
That one's been suggested to me, too, by my dentist, and I just haven't gotten it yet. Maybe I'll ask for it for my birthday.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Joy and Jason. Joy, what is happening? What's going on?
Well, there's just a different attitude that my husband has about my daughter, my wonderful daughter, wearing the wedding dress that I wore for her upcoming wedding. And I just personally don't feel comfortable with it. I think it's a very sweet idea, but at the same time, it's her journey. And she's, you know, it's her love journey with her future husband. And I just feel like this is we're not even the same size, okay? So that would be an issue.
Hold on. I'm going to jump in. That's not why you're doing this. You're doing it because you're scared she's going to ruin your dress. That's it. Don't say it's like a love journey.
Oh, honey. No,
that's
come
so
on.
That's so cute that you think it's a love journey, but you're doing it because you're scared she's going to ruin your dress. And my thing is this. Why not let her use it? You're not going to wear it again. We're not going to. It's a beautiful thing with our kid. She wants to wear the same dress.
In a Hallmark card, it's a beautiful thing. But in real life, first of all, we're not the same size. Do you have any idea how much it would cost to alter the dress? I mean,
do you have any idea how much it would cost to buy a new dress?
Do you know? How would you know?
Hold on. Joy, you don't want your daughter, who wants to wear your wedding dress, to wear your wedding dress? Because you're afraid of how much it's going to cost to be altered?
It's a wonderful, sweet idea. But it's just that. It's an idea. It's not practical. It's not realistic. I'm explaining to you, you know, but first of all, I'm not sure exactly what condition it's in. And just the fact that we are so, she's a very tall girl, a beautiful girl. I'm more on the petite side. It just doesn't really make sense. So, I mean, I, you know, that's my gut. And I feel like I want my, I want you to respect my instincts on this.
Where's the dress right now?
Well, it's
in a box. Yeah. It's in a box. That's all it is.
It's in the attic. It's in the attic.
You make it sound like it has to be dug up.
Years.
It's preserved? Is that... It's preserved?
Well,
like it's,
I mean, getting the mothball smell out of it would be... Yes, in a sealed box.
Okay.
So, I mean, why not just go upstairs, get the box, take a look?
And why don't you just give your daughter the dress?
I mean, right.
Well, like, you going to wear it again?
You going to be buried in it?
Right.
I'm confused.
Oh, that's really... No, that's... Don't go there.
Well, I mean, you're not answering the question.
Do you like
I feel
fiance?
Like you're being disrespectful, okay? I feel like you're not understanding how I feel about it. And
because
I think I know a little more about women's fashions than you do, okay?
Joy, do you like your daughter's fiance?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm so excited about this wedding. And there's a lot of details. But one of them should not have to be alterations on an old dress, okay? I mean, it's just like this is her special day. It's her journey. The fact that she has that that desire, it's just, it's a fantasy. It's very sweet. I love it. But it doesn't really make sense. You certainly understand when I say we're not the same size, right?
No, I understand. I don't understand.
Okay.
If my daughter asked me to wear my wedding dress, I would pay whatever.
Well,
to have
she
it
can
off.
Wear, I mean, it, but she. I want her to look her absolute best.
Joy, why don't we do this? Let's see what the audience has to say. Are you being unreasonable for not wanting to give your daughter your wedding dress?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Sometimes you don't agree with people, but do they have a right to their own opinion, especially if it's something they own themselves? Joy and Jason's daughter is getting married, and she has asked Joy to wear her wedding dress. Mm-hmm. Joy does not want to give her daughter her wedding dress. She says that it would be way too much altering. It's not going to fit her correctly. And she just feels like her daughter would be so much more beautiful in a dress that was her own. And she's just against it.
Alterations approach like $1,000 on a wedding dress anyways, right? I mean, this is pretty normal stuff. It happens all the time. Jason just, seems like our daughter wants to wear this. Why would you stand in the way? Here's the thing. Not knowing the family, not being in that household, one thing I do understand is when somebody is beating around the bush, they're stammering, there's shiftiness, there's no direct answer. And I think that we got all of that from Joy here. I don't understand.
I have a plan. For my wedding dress, if neither of my daughters want to wear it, mm-hmm. I'm going to cut it up so they can baptize their babies in it.
Cool.
Yeah, I got a plan. But,
I mean, why not? What's the dress doing for you otherwise? Right? It's for your family.
I just can't imagine. But it's her dress. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Taylor, whose side are you on?
I'm on the, I guess, kind of both in a way. Because an idea that I had for my wedding that's next year is to redo my mom's dress and wear that for the rehearsal day instead of on my wedding day.
Yeah, I mean, but at the very least, your mother is providing you the dress. So I think that that puts you on his side more than hers.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Joy and Jason's daughter is getting married, and she has asked Joy to wear her wedding dress. Now, unlike most moms who would happily hand it over, Joy doesn't want to. She says that the dress would never fit her correctly, that she thinks she would look more beautiful in a different dress, and just, I mean, doesn't really give many more reasons than that. Just says, nope, I don't want to give it to her.
Jason says, listen, our daughter wants the dress. Give up the dress. You're not doing anything with it. It's sitting in a box in our attic. Here's the thing. It's not your day, Joy. It's your daughter's day. And what are you holding on to this dress for?
I know. Ultimately, I can't imagine my daughter coming to me and asking for my dress and not immediately with a smile on my face handing it over.
Wait a minute. You want to cut it up and make it into headbands? Awesome. Here's my dress.
But Joy disagrees, and it is her dress. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Adina.
I'm on the husband's side. I think this is one of the strangest things I've ever heard. Mm. I have two sons. So I have nobody to ever wear my wedding gown, and I would love to give my wedding gown to my daughter.
You know
me
what?
Too.
You come over here right now.
Understand.
I'll wear your wedding gown, all right? You bring it down here right now. I'll wear it.
Yeah. Okay. Very strange.
Hey, Maria, what do you think?
I think that it's an honor for her daughter to want to wear her dress. I'm the granddaughter of a seamstress. There are amazing things they can do to make a dress fit. It's an honor. Those are memories that you cannot replace.
I
give up the dress.
John, what do you think?
Listen, I have a son who's skinny. He's married. And I have two daughters that my wife was small, and both of my daughters are large. So I understand what she's saying, that maybe her daughter's bigger and she thinks it's going to cost more money. But all of my children are married. If any of my daughters wanted to wear my wife's dress, we would have spent whatever we needed to spend to alter that dress to make my child happy. We would do anything for our kids. She sounds absolutely ridiculous. It's none of her business. If her daughter wants to wear the dress, be quiet and let her daughter alter the dress. Don't be ridiculous. Sounds so selfish.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jason, our audience agreed with you today. Joy, a lot of women, a lot of people in general, could not understand that if your daughter wanted to wear it, who cares? Give it to her. You're not wearing it. It obviously means something to her that she wants it to be part of her special day. People thought you were unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not here to sell an idea here. I'm a mother, and I think I know best.
Well, nobody agreed with you. So it looks like at this point, you're supposed to let her try.
Okay. All right.
All right. Jason, you have to be happy to hear that.
I'm ecstatic. I'm more ecstatic just for my daughter. It means a lot to her, and it makes no sense why my wife won't let her just have the dress. We're not going to wear it again. It's just sitting there. She can alter it. She can do whatever she wants to wear that dress. Thank you, everybody who's listening and weighed in. We appreciate it.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,000 thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket Wireless and get blazing fast 5G for your entire family and four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket. Hey, Paul, you ready to play today?
I'm ready to play. I could beat him.
I hope so, too. We got $1,000 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out. That door is going to close. And he can't hear us. I'm in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, and he'll get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ready?
Okay.
Number one, the Oscars reported the highest viewership ratings in over 4 years to 19.5 million viewers. What movie won Best Picture?
I didn't even watch the Oscars, but I'm going to say...
That's time. Got to be quicker, Paul.
Barbie.
Number two. That's okay. Peeps body spray is now a real thing. If you want to smell like Easter, what was the original shape of a peep?
Oh, wasn't it like a rabbit?
Number three, 10-year-old Northwest announced at Kanye's Vultures 2 listening party that her debut album, Elementary School Dropout, is on the way. The title is a nod to Kanye's debut, which was called what?
I don't know.
That's okay. Number four, reports are that Taylor and Travis attended Madonna's Oscar party, the after party that she had. The other major party that most celebrities attended is sponsored by what magazine?
Rolling Stones.
And number five, Neve Campbell announced she is returning as Sidney Prescott in what movie franchise after skipping the last film because she felt she wasn't offered enough pay?
I don't know. Sorry.
That's all right, Paul. Paul, that wasn't great, but you know what? You're going to get a T-shirt. Paul didn't get it.
I didn't watch the Oscars.
Good job, Paul. I'm going to smoke you. Here we go.
I'm sure you will.
Number one, the Oscars reported the highest viewership ratings in over 4 years, 19.5 million viewers. What movie won Best Picture?
Oppenheimer.
That's right.
Boring.
Number two, Peeps body spray is now a real thing if you want to smell like Easter or like sugar and marshmallows. What was the original shape of a peep?
When you put it that way, it doesn't sound so bad. It's a chick.
Chick is correct. Number three, 10-year-old Northwest announced Kanye's Vultures 2 listening party that her debut album, Elementary School Dropout, is on the way.
You know what? I'm sure she's talented. I just worry about this child.
Me too. The title is a nod to Kanye's debut album that was called what?
The College Dropout.
That's right. Number four, reports out that Taylor and Travis attended Madonna's Oscar after party. The other major after party that most celebrities attended is sponsored by what magazine?
Isn't it Vanity Fair?
Yep. At number five, Neve Campbell announced she is returning as Sydney Prescott in what movie franchise after skipping the last film because she felt she wasn't offered enough money?
It's got to be Scream. I hope they came up with the money, the ducats.
I'm sorry, Paula. He beat you 5-0 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I did not beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that trip, bro. $1,100 tomorrow, Anna.